Calvary United Methodist Church. I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant today. It's wonderful to be in the house of the Lord. I do want to tell you that Andy Haney, our music director, is sick this morning. So Ron Coleman is stepping in on his behalf. And we have a special speaker today. Gene Clark is going to bring us our message. Amen. And it's a good one. I heard it the first time around. I'm going to hear it again, and I look forward to it. We are here to worship the Lord and to be in communion with Him and with our brothers and sisters in Christ. So let us greet one another in the name of Christ.
Again, my name is Bob Seymour. I am a certified lay speaker for the Jacksonville District, and I am here to serve you and the Lord this morning. Amen. Let us first go to some announcements, and we'll get these out of the way first. Salty service. Just a show of hands, how many know what salty service is? Good. Y'all been listening. We got it through. Okay. Okay, if you did what you think it is, put it in the offering plate. For those who don't remember, it is any act of kindness that you've done outside of the church this week. This is a representation of that so that we can actually give account to the conference, yes, that we are doing these activities, that the church is doing something outside of its walls. So please take the opportunity, if you did anything this week, just drop this into the offering plate. Also in the pews is a welcome card. If you are a guest with us this morning, please give us the information so that we can contact you, send you further information about the church, or let you know, answer any of your questions that you may have. Likewise, on the back, there is prayer request, and also a place for comments. Comments we'd like you to also use to let us know if someone is not sitting in the pew beside you that you know should be there. We're trying to know who is missing so that we likewise can contact them and let them know that we care and then find out if there's anything the church can do. So if you know of someone that's missing, please let us know on the back of the visitation card in the comment section. As opposed to last week telling you Vacation Bible School was passed last week, it is this week, okay? July the 13th through the 17th, from 9 a.m. to 12 noon, for children 5 to 12 years of age. The theme, Shining Star, See Jesus in Me. As I just said, I am a lay servant of the Jacksonville District, and we have training classes usually twice a year. There's an opportunity for us to renew our certification. It has to be done at least every 3 years, but most of us will go sooner than that to these training classes. If you would like to become a lay servant, you would go to the basic class, and they will teach you what lay servant is, right in through the book of discipline and everything, so that you will know. Bottom line, if you like to serve the church, you don't have to get up here and speak, but you want to serve the church in some way and you want this certification, this is an opportunity for you to go and get that certification. It is September the 11th and 12th. It will be a Friday 6:30 to 9 and a Saturday 8:30 to 5, and it will be at the First United Methodist Church in Stark. September the 11th and 12th. They rotate the churches so that some will be close and others are in Stark and other places around the district. If you have any questions about that, just contact me, Gene Clark, Connie, and some of the others in here that are lay servants. If you are a lay servant, raise your hand up. Okay. Sharon, Ron, whatever your name is.
Robin's husband.
Robin and Jamie.
Sharon.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the name out good. So those people are lay servants, and we would love for you to be a participant or to participate in that. Statements, that your annual giving statements are in the back on the table. Please take time to go through and get your statement if you haven't already. July the 26th, from 6 o'clock to 7:30, a hymn sing and ice cream social. I hope you saw the announcement up on the board before the church. There will be old-time hymns. Am I right? Whatever old-time hymns are.
Hymns right out of the hymnal.
Okay. And following the singing, there will be ice cream of all flavors, and you can get it either in a cone or in a bowl. Bowls are bigger.
Bob, I will be having invitations to this hymn sing and ice cream social for everyone next week, so you don't forget.
Okay.
Nice. I will have invitations to pass out.
And if you don't get one, come anyway, but she will have invitations. Do you want to speak to W.E. Chair, or you want me just to make it?
You can make it.
Okay. Okay, we, as we reported last week, have adopted W.E. Cherry for to help provide for those children in that school that need additional supplies. This month, the month of July, we are gathering Kleenex and hand sanitizers. There is a box in the foyer. So if you can remember to pick some up when you're out shopping, bring them in, drop them in the box throughout the month of July. Next month, there will be a different item to bring in. As we get closer to school, there will be more backpack-type items that we would ask you to bring in. Is there any further announcements? Yes, ma'am. Doesn't matter. It's similar to what the kids are asked to bring, but we're trying to supplement that because they don't get enough. Okay. Let's moving on then to the worship elements, if you will join me. The insert and on the screen up front. The way of God leads to life.
Seek wisdom and insight and apply
The way of God leads to truth.
Love one another, for this is the commandment of God.
The way of God leads to faith.
Trust in God, for God's steadfast love endures forever.
Come, follow Christ, and join in worship.
Good morning, Calvary. Let's all stand and sing together hymn number 369, Blessed Assurance. Together for our affirmation of faith. 888. This is the good news which we have received, in which we stand, and by which we are saved.
Christ died for our sins, was buried, was raised on the third day, and appeared first to the women, then to Peter and the 12. And then to many faithful witnesses, we believe in Jesus Christ, the anointed one of God, the firstborn of all creation, the firstborn from the dead, in whom all things hold together, in whom the fullness of God was pleased to dwell by the power of the Spirit. Christ is the head of the body, the church, and by the blood of the cross, reconciles all things to God. Amen.
Thank you.
too. He's going to sit with Grandma, I have a feeling. Yeah. Oh, come up here. Come up here. Jordan and Tyler, how are you doing? Good. All right. Now, I want to ask you a question today. Does anybody know what the word adoption means? What does it mean to be adopted? Yes. That there's a parent who loves you, that maybe there's a child that needs a parent to love them, and there's a parent that needs a child to love or has love to share with the child. Isn't that right? Do you know what happens when you're adopted? Do you know what happens? You go to, oh, okay, Megan.
You go to a family that will love you and take care of you.
You go to a family that will love you and take care of you. You become a part of them. This is what I heard somebody say. You needed a home, and I had one to share. You needed someone to help you grow healthy and strong, and I had help to give. You needed someone to love you, and I had love to give. And so children and parents are put together, and they have a family. And whenever that happens, can you be unadopted? Can you get a divorce after you're adopted? Does that happen? No, you can't. And this is what the judge will tell you. The judge, when you go to adopt a child, the judge says, from this day on, this is your child. There may be times when he will disappoint you. There may be times when his behavior may break your heart, but he is your child. He will have your name, and one day everything you own will be his, because he is your son. And it's a forever thing. It is absolutely forever. And guess what? Who has adopted us?
Jesus
and God. God has adopted us. That's absolutely right. And can we be unadopted? No, we can't. We always have the promise of God's love, and God loves us exactly the way we are, and we ask for forgiveness of sins and then receive salvation in Jesus. But we always have God's love, no matter what. God loves us so, so very much, and God loves you very much. Can I say a word of prayer? Let's bow our heads and say a prayer. We thank you, God, for mothers and fathers and children and adoption, because it is a beautiful thing to create a family that loves one another. And we thank you so much for the love that you give to us in your Son, Jesus, that we may have the hope of eternal life, and that you showed us how much you loved us when you gave us Jesus. And you have adopted us, and we are always a part of your family. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Want a piece of candy? Ushers, please come forward for the presentation of our tithes and offerings. Let us pray. God, help us to remember that we all are a part of your family, that you have adopted us through the love of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and that nothing can separate us from your great love. And we promise, O God, today to give to you all that we have, because it comes from you. And so we recommit ourselves today, dear Lord, and know that you will use us and use these gifts that we bring for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Thank you.
this is unfailing love.
A debt of gratitude to him every single week for providing us with the music that he gives us. Glory to God. Amen. And this choir, you know, besides having good voices and blending well together and sounding beautiful every week, I don't know if you notice, but when you watch their faces in this choir, you know that it is more than just a job that they do when they stand up here. They are giving themselves completely over to God and allowing God to use them in this wonderful way for our benefit. And it all goes to God's glory. So watch their faces sometimes and know that what they do up here is a ministry. This is their ministry, a ministry of music. Thank you. I could tell they believed in Amazing Grace. They convinced me. They convinced me. And I hope you were convinced and are convinced every time that you come to this church of God's amazing grace. Because that's why we're here. That's why we're here, to know that God loved us so very much And we are just so blessed. Amen. Amen. I want us to move into a time of prayer, and I would like to find out from you who are the people that we need to pray for this morning. One of those that I know of is Barbara Taylor. She just had knee surgery, and so we want to remember Barbara this morning. She's at Life Care Center on Wells at Wells Crossing. So Barbara Taylor is one. Are there others that we need to pray for today? Who do we
Philip
need?
Danley.
Who is that?
Philip
Danley. Is that your brother, Huey? Or?
No, that's my grandson.
That's your grandson, Philip Danley. Philip Danley. Thank you.
Pastor,
yes.
If you'll pray for Autumn and baby, Autumn's been having a lot of really low blood sugar. She and Boyd have been coming to church this morning, and she woke up not feeling
well. Oh, she's just not feeling well. Okay.
So that's taking a toll kind of on her body.
Okay. Oh, traveling mercies for Thomas. Yeah, prayers for Mama. Prayers for Mama. Mama and daughter and son. And daughter, Autumn and Thomas. Oh, wonderful. All right, we need traveling mercies for Connor as well. Connor and Thomas. And
pray for Andy.
Pray for Andy. Pray for Andy. Yes, we pray for his healing. Are there any others that we need to lift up in prayer today? Your sister Jean Clark's sister, who is Doris Conaway. Doris Conaway is Jean Clark's sister. And I see a hand back here. Marlene Stone. We're going to keep praying for Marlene. We want that redhead back in church. She's here today. She's here today. So we are grateful to God for your presence today with us. No, no, we need God to take away those strokes. Mm-hmm. And I think Mike had somebody. Did you have somebody, Mike?
Tom and Rose Wheelhouse.
Tom and Rose Wheelhouse. They came a couple of weeks ago. They were in church. How many saw them when they were in church here? Uh-huh. They are still coming to church whenever they can, whenever they get up and feel like coming. They still come to church. Barbara? Oh, you know, I'm going to give a special prayer for a blessing for Bible school, Vacation Bible School, a little bit later on. But, Barbara, I'm glad you brought that up. We always want to pray for the teachers and the students at VBS. And, Annette, I see a hand, and then Walter. Bobby Allison, who's been sick. Okay.
Amen.
We're glad she's back with us. We missed her last week. It's not the same without you, Bobby. And we hope you feel better and better. Okay, Walter, Roxanna Bonner, who also didn't feel well enough to come today, so we want to remember her in prayer. She's got several issues, and we need to remember their whole family in our prayers today. Sharon? Friday on her ankle. Okay, Gail Wagers is having surgery on her ankle on Friday. I did not know that. Surgery Friday. Okay. Now, there were some other hands up. Sally? Lou and Art Beatty, we continue to be in prayer for them. She also comes whenever she feels good enough. She gets up in the morning, and depending on how she feels, she sometimes comes to church, and Art brings her, so we will remember her in prayer today, too. Yes, my dear. Katie? Maggie? Oh, no, a friend of Maggie's, Beth, who suffers from Lyme disease. And actually, where is Beth in our choir here? There you are. There's Beth. She's been sick all week. We need to remember her. We need to remember Beth and Chuck. Anyone else? Okay, yes. Yes, pray for you. Tell me your name again. It was Sarai, we're going to pray for Sarai. She's visiting with us today, and we're glad to have her here.
Amen.
Sarai, we're glad you are worshiping with us today. And were there other prayers that need to be lifted up today? Yes, ma'am. Okay, your grandfathers, John and Peter. Okay. Annette, you had another one, and then Ann. Alex Keir, K-J-E-E-R, all right. Ann? Oh, that's a terrible feeling. Ann's sister Helen, and she's in Canada, and they need to find out what's wrong with her. And that's sometimes a very hard thing to discover. You got a praise.
Mom was telling me this week, Dad had a setback a few months back, and he got put on hospice, and he's been doing so good that hospice is kicking him out.
Hey.
And he's still alive.
That's right. That sounds better than graduating from hospice. That sounds better than graduating from hospice. Are there other prayers or praises that we can share with God today before
Wendell
we go to
Caesar.
God? Wendell Caesar, a friend of George and Penny's. We need to pray for Wendell Caesar. He's also having trouble finding out what's wrong, isn't he?
It's control of his blood sugar.
Control of his blood sugar. Control. Yes, ma'am. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Pray for the brain tumor to be dissolved. Thank you. Thank you, Dee Dee. Okay. All right. Oh. Oh, for reunions and friendships, we offer God praise and thanks. Amen. And was there another one back here, Robin?
Our youngest son is
needing a job. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let's go to God in prayer, and I invite you to have some period of silence. When we tune out what's going on in our heads, try to empty out your head. That's hard to do. That's why I ask for silence. Because you need to tune out everything else going on inside your head and focus on one thing and one thing alone, and that is God's voice, as God is speaking to you. Gracious and loving God, hear our prayers this morning. You have called each and every one of us by name to be your voice in the world. We may be accountants or fishermen or firefighters and nurses, teachers or engineers, but all of us have different gifts, different jobs that we do. And whatever it is that we do, you call us in our places to be your prophets, to speak out against injustice. And in this time, O God, we confess the sin today of racism that is rampant in the world. And when we see injustice, when we know the evil of racism, call us to speak out and give us the strength and the courage to be in solidarity with the oppressed. And encourage us to do the work that is sometimes hard to do. May we remember that no matter what we do in our lives, you have called us into this ministry together. You have called us at times to be a prophetic voice. And at times we must be encouraged to do the right thing. May your Spirit encourage us always. It is in the name of Christ who gave his life for us so that we might have life, that we pray as he taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.
Let's all stand and as you are able to and join together as we sing hymn 370, Victory in Jesus.
Our scripture this morning is found in Psalm 24, 1 through 10, John 4, 20 through 24, and Acts 17, 20 through 29. The earth is the Lord and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. For he has founded it on the sea and established it on the river. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their soul to what is false, and do not swear deceitfully. They will receive blessings from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation. Such is the company of those who seek him, who seek the face of God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O gates, and lift up, O ancient doors, the King of glory may come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory.
Amen.
Continuing in John. Our ancestors worshipped on the mountain, but you say that the place where people must worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here that when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father seeks such as these to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship the spirit and truth." And continuing on to Acts. Then Paul stood in front of Areopagus and said, "Athenians, I see that how extremely religious you are in every way. For as I went through the city and looked carefully at the objects you worship, I found among them an altar with the inscription, 'To an unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, he who is Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in shrines made of human hands, nor is he served by human hands. And though he needs nothing, since he himself gives to all mortals life, breath, and all things. From one ancestor he made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live, so that they would search for God and perhaps grope for him and find him. True, indeed, he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have being, as even some of your own prophets have said, for we too are his offsprings. Since we are God's offsprings, we ought not to think that the deity is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by an art or an imitation of a mortal." This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
It's indeed a pleasure to be able to come and speak for us today. It's been a little while since I've had the pleasure of filling in, and I say filling in literally, for our pastor, but it's a privilege for us as lay servants to come and be able to speak while she's here with us.
I'd like to hear it.
Amen. Last weekend, we celebrated July the 4th, the birth of our nation some 239 years ago. However you spent the day, hopefully you thought about the freedoms we enjoy in America. Perhaps you attended one of the many fireworks displays, or maybe watched it on television. Some of us enjoyed a picnic with our family and friends. And at times, And at times, the fellowship we enjoy with them that you just can't imagine. I know that some of us enjoyed the hamburgers and the hot dogs and the apple pies that we had. Mm-hmm. It is really a time in which we can enjoy the freedom of living in America. We should never forget the sacrifices our forefathers made to make the nation a nation of freedom. While America isn't perfect, and we all know that, we've been blessed with freedoms enjoyed by few other people around the world. But we don't always live up to the ideals that the freedom given to us in the words of the Declaration of Independence, which reads as follows. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As wonderful as the Declaration of Freedom is, there is a source of freedom that is greater than our nation and its founding documents. The Declaration hints at this by suggesting that these freedoms we enjoy have been given to us by a Creator. But it doesn't define the Creator. So after having celebrated the freedoms of our nation, today we are here to celebrate the true liberator, God and His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. In Christ, we have been set free from the law of sin and death. Our freedom, Paul tells us, is rooted in a faith expressed in love. And because it is rooted in God's love and justice, no political system can give it to us, nor can they take it away from us. A verse of scripture we all are familiar with, John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world so much that He gave His only Son, that anyone who believes in Him shall have eternal life." As mentioned earlier, we have been blessed with the freedom to worship openly. There are people who live in many parts of the country, of the world, countries of the world, who do not have the freedom. The freedom we have comes with responsibility. We may be free, but that doesn't mean that there are no constraints on our freedom. Mark Twain put it this way: "It is by the goodness of God that in our country we have three unspeakable, precious things: freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, and the prudence never to practice either of these." In other words, we have freedom of speech. However, it might not be wise if we yelled fire in a theater full of people. No government official tells us when or how or what to worship. We choose where to live, and in order to make a living, we choose the kind of work we want to do. We choose the church we want to attend. And to some of us, we choose the car in which we like to drive. We are an indeed blessed nation under God. As Christians, I would like for us to look at the responsibility that we have to worship God, not just on Sunday, but every day of our lives. People have some strange ideas about worship. They think it's something that can only be done in a church. And perhaps many of us are of the opinion that our one hour a week completes our responsibility of worship. We should be worshiping God every day of the week. God desires to have that personal relationship with each of us. Amen. We may ask ourselves, how do we have a personal relationship with God? And the answer to that is very simple. All we have to do is pray. We open up our prayers to him, and then we be silent and listen for his response. Remember, when we pray, God wants to hear from us. When we come to church on Sunday, do we prepare ourselves to worship? During the week, have we set aside a time for our daily devotions? Have we set aside a time for our daily prayers? Have we set aside a time for our Bible study and reading of the Scriptures? Have we prepared for our Sunday school lesson? Worshiping God is not just a once-a-week Sunday activity. Amen. Neither is it a monthly or a yearly event. Worshiping God is a lifelong experience. Amen. We find that the Hebrew meaning of the word worship means to bow down or lie prostrate. When we worship God, we are saying, God is worthy of all my love, all my attention, all my devotion. He is worthy to receive all that I can give him. I'm certain that all of us have heard the comment before. I didn't get anything out of the worship service today. Is it because we did not come prepared to worship God? The purpose of our worship is to glorify, honor, praise, exalt, and please God. Worship of God is holy and sacred. There are erroneous ideas today that the main reason we attend worship is to get something out of the worship service, rather than going there to give our worship to God. Our worship must show our adoration and our loyalty to God, for His grace provides for us a way to escape from our bondage of sin. In the worship service, there are many things that help to use to help us have a good worship service. We come to hear the word of God from our pastor. We come to hear the special music from the choir. We come to participate in the congregational singing. And we come to celebrate Holy Communion. We come to pray. And we come to be in service for meditation. We come to be in fellowship with our Christian brothers and sisters. When we come to church on Sunday, we gather to be the church. We are the body of Christ. Our singing and praying, studying of the word, or giving and receiving Holy Communion is designed by God to bring us closer to Him. All of this contributes to our worship experience. I've asked myself this question on several occasions. Is one part of the worship service more important than the other part, any other part of the worship service? And the answer I keep coming up with is that on any given Sunday, all or any one of these events and activities in which we do make the worship service more reverent to God. Mm-hmm. During the worship service, the Holy Spirit reveals our closeness to God, and we know that we are in His grace. During the preaching of the Word, we must control our thoughts and not let our mind wander to other things. We should never wish the worship service would hurry up and end just because we want to beat people to the restaurant so we don't have to stand in line. No show of hands, but how many of us are guilty of that? We should be in a frame of mind that we are disappointed to see the worship service end. We should keep in mind we do not come to church to worship the preacher, the choir, the music, but we come to worship God and God alone.
Amen.
Worship to God is a very humble and reverent action. James tells us, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves in the Spirit of the Lord, and He will lift you up. Some followers of Christ had rather worship Him as a babe in a manger, rather than to worship Christ as their crucified Savior. Those worshiping of Christ as a babe in a manger requires no commitment on their part. They feel that they can put Him in a box and leave the rest of the year and live the rest of the year as they please. Worshiping Christ as our crucified Savior requires commitment, a complete change in our life, and a willingness to do all that He says. God in Christ must be first in our lives, and this requires we are committed to them. When we gather for worship, we must be prepared to bow down before Him and remember we are worshiping in God fully on an individual basis. God comes to have, wants to have that individual relationship with us. Our responsibility as Christians is outlined for us in Matthew. This scripture is known as the Great Commission. It says, then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When He saw them, they worshiped Him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. We are disciples of Jesus, and it is our responsibility to share the good news with those who do not know Jesus.
Amen.
As their Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. When we leave church today, don't think that you've left God within these walls. He goes with us every day and everywhere. Be His disciple. He wants to hear from you. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
If you would direct your attention to the screen, we'll all stand and join together as we sing, Lord, Reign in Me.
Yeah.
mind what Jean said about not hurrying out of church. I was supposed to let Mary Stowers come and speak with you, but Mary, I'm wondering if we ought to do that next Sunday. And we need to get to the restaurant. But did anybody notice the stars on our pew ends? Does everybody know what that's for? Vacation Bible School, Shining Star, See Jesus in Me. Beginning tomorrow, starting with registration and beginning at 9 o'clock in the morning, we will have children and teachers and parents and volunteers and youth. And I think we need to say a prayer for them all. Let's bow our heads and have a prayer for Vacation Bible School. We do pray for these children who come to be with us to learn about you and to learn about your love for them. And we pray, dear God, that they will feel love from everybody here, from the oldest volunteer to the youngest youth. Let these children know how precious they are in your sight and that your love for them is just so great that they too may one day know and share in the love that you provide through your Savior, your Son, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We pray all those who are working with the Vacation Bible School, the leaders, the teachers, the helpers, the youth, and we pray that God will be with them, and bless this week that they enjoy together. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. May God's grace, mercy, and peace rest and abide with each of you, now and always. Go in peace. Amen.